Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You are a natural beauty. Oh yeah.
This is the jar of cream that you're never gonna ever take away from me. Yeah. This is the jar of cream that you're never gonna ever take away from me. No. Keep your face, Mr. Tone. Throw your bath bombs and serums. But you're not gonna take my Sephora. This is the jar of cream that you're never gonna ever take away from me. No. Welcome to Natchbute, everybody. Welcome to Natchbute. What a day we're having in here. I think that went okay. I'd like to maybe do a second egg, but I'm not gonna. Because you know what on Natchbute?
I thought it was good.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
We don't do second takes here. Welcome to Natchbute, everybody. If you don't know who you're talking to, let me remind you. You're talking to the Beauty Talk, Shock Shock, the Queen of Creams, your host with the most serums and freshest fringe on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, Jackie Johnson. Welcome to Natchbute. My guest today, we've never met, and it's crazy because we have so many mutuals. Our lives are intertwined.
We do have a lot of the same
friends. A lot of friends, and you know, I'm very excited that she's here. According to her Wiki page.
Oh, Lord, I wouldn't go off that.
She is an American on-camera host and writer. But, honey, what has she not done? What is she not doing, okay? The host of Nerdist News. The host of the podcast Bizarre States. She's a fashion blogger. She's a gamer. She's a proud mom. Also, did you know you have the same birthday as my mom?
And
the same,
really?
And the same birthday as my recent guest, Jeffrey Marsh, July 7th.
Oh, wow.
So, honey, nice. we stand.
Yeah.
We stand a cancer in here. Jessica Chobot.
Hi.
Welcome to Natchbute.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Can you believe that you have the same birthday as one of my last guests and my mom? And Ringo Starr,
you know,
I'm sure you
really
know.
What's really weird is actually most of my life, nobody has ever had the same birthday as me.
Yeah.
You know, like it's never come up.
Right.
Except for like this last month.
Wow.
I've had like 10 people that I've run into and they're like, oh yeah, same birthday.
Wow, we should throw a big joint party. You know Ringo Starr.
Yeah.
That's obviously a big one. Because growing up, my mom would always be really happy about that. So.
Oh, cool.
So peace and love to all the July 7th birthdays.
He's a good one.
Why not?
Yeah.
Welcome to Natchbute.
Thanks.
We start every episode by asking our guests, what type of skin do you have?
Mine is currently, because it's changed over time, I would say combo with the potential for really oily.
Ooh.
Yeah. I've always had really problematic skin, like deep hormonal acne and stuff. And I almost don't like to talk about it because I feel like when it's good, the minute I start discussing it is when it all goes south because it's like, oh, now you're paying attention to me again. Well, I'm going to cause some problems. I finally think I found a skin regime that has kept it kind of in check. So, yeah, things.
I'm telling you.
So I'd say combo, I guess.
It's so interesting to hear that because I would have never assumed that. Looking at you on camera, seeing your photos, seeing everything, to hear that you have number one oily and number two that you've had acne.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Acne. I mean, I still get it on occasion. Usually now it revolves around periods and stuff, but growing up and stuff, I've never had great skin.
Wow.
And I had really bad backne too, like growing up. And it's been a constant battle up until probably, honestly, like, just a year to 2 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. It just comes and goes. I'm kind of guessing now that I'm in my 40s, the hormones are changing. Mm-hmm. And so all the bonus to that is that now I don't mess around with my skin as much.
Right.
And then I'm also really, 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 really regimented in like my skincare at night.
She is disciplined.
Like, yeah.
She is
out
disciplined.
Of necessity at this point. Like, it was one of those things. It's like anything. Like, you're really irritated about having to do it at first. And there's all these other products you want to try. But I forced myself to just see this through. And anytime I had a big flare up, I'd go to the dermatologist, you know, and not just sit there and try to self-care.
Right.
And it like got me on this path. And now it's like, oh, I finally see results. So now I refuse to screw around.
I love that. It's very difficult to not sway off your path because there's always something shiny and new to buy and you want to try things. So I love that.
Yeah. And I'll try things here and there. Right. But for the most part, I keep things pretty close to the same wheelhouse.
Yes. Well, we're going to have to hear all about that.
Oh, yeah. Totally into
it. Yeah. Most definitely we're going to have to hear about that.
Actually, as I'm talking about it now, I realize, oh, no, I just started a new cream/cleanser thing, but it's actually working out really well. So yeah.
Well, we want to hear.
So there's this. Okay, so one of the secret, like, kind of the secret things that I'm into that I've not really talked a bunch about with other people is that I'm really into, like,
can't wait.
I think it's called Edwardian, like, clothing, but like with a modern twist. There's a few people on YouTube that I follow,
ooh,
and I've gotten really obsessed with it.
I love a subculture.
It's very subculture.
I love.
It's like offshoot of Jane Austen obsessiveness into like this other very specific thing. But part of that actually got me then to look around for, because I can't sew, so I was looking for people that would make clothes for me on Etsy, and then ended up stumbling into this apothecary that remakes old beauty formulas, both for skincare and perfume and makeup and everything, that they sell at these reenactment places, but then they also sell on Etsy. And so I've tried a few of theirs. I wish I could remember what it's called off the top of my head. I think it's like, LCC or something like that.
I'll put it on Nashby.com.
Yeah, I'll find it. I'll send it to you. Their stuff's real bare bones, but it actually, so far, the stuff that I've tried, which is called a cream of roses, like basically cold cream, that's been amazing.
I mean, cold cream is kicking it old school.
Oh, well, when you think about it, there's a lot of those kind of like gel to oil balms, especially in K-beauty.
Yes.
And that's essential. Like, that's basically the same concept.
A new twist on a classic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I've been trying a lot of that stuff, and it's actually working out really well. I'm surprised.
That sounds really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to definitely have to get that link.
Yeah. And it's all natural stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no preservatives or anything crazy in it. So it's basic, and I suppose there's some good to that and some bad to that, but so far, I think it's been great. It smells really good.
And I also love a discovery.
Yeah, it's
like
fun,
I feel
too.
Like you've kind of found a new fun, exciting thing that a lot of us could check out.
Yeah.
And that's exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
So I know that you love Japanese culture.
Yes, I do.
I've been to Japan myself.
Oh, yes.
Just one time, though.
Where'd you go?
I went to Tokyo, and then I went up to Nagano.
Okay, I haven't been there.
And I went to the Japanese snow monkey park.
Oh, yeah.
The ice monkeys.
How was that?
It was so fun.
Oh, yeah.
And beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And this was in April, so it was spring.
So did you have a cherry blossom festival?
Oh, yes. Oh, we saw.
Very nice.
And then we went to...
God, that must have been gorgeous.
It was. It was so beautiful. And then we went to Tokyo Disney for 3 days.
Nice.
Because, you know. So, but I know you love Japan.
Yeah.
So you also have some Japanese makeup faves and some Japanese products that you use.
Yeah, well, it's weird. The Japanese makeup that I actually lean more towards the Korean makeup stuff, because I also really like K-dramas and all that stuff, so I'm obsessed with that too. It's kind of one passion ended up leading to another.
Yes, love that.
And now, because I go back to Japan every year, and I always go shopping for the makeup, and with the exception of stuff that you can actually also find here, like the Shiseidos and whatnots, there's not a lot, drugstore-wise, specifically, that they have in Japan that, in my opinion, is as fun or accessible as the Korean stuff.
Yes.
So I've actually stopped by, like, I'll still buy some Japanese-based beauty products, like the Shiseido stuff.
Isn't Shiseido cheaper there? Like,
oh, yeah.
Because it's, like, drugstore there.
Well, there's, kind of. So there's Shiseido And then there's their high-end products that you get at the actual like malls and the fancy places. And then they've got a ton of, you know, a ton of smaller brands that you can get at the drugstore. So it, and then they own, much like how the beauty system works here, they might own a bunch of different labels, but it's all kind of coming from them.
Yeah.
So I really like their a few of their high-end stuff, the skincare that they carry, and a couple of their lipsticks, because they just relaunched their line, I think, a couple of months ago to be a little bit more modern. They started calling them all these, like, J-pop slash J-culture kind of little doodad names, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
cute.
Like Bullet Train and
stuff
like
that. Oh, cute.
Yeah, yeah, it's super cute.
We love
and they
the
modernized
theme.
It. And then they ended, and then SK-II is actually really good, although very expensive here.
Yeah.
It's actually, it's still expensive there, but not nearly as a gut punch there as you get here.
Right.
So anytime I go, I try to snag as much as I can. And then most of my, like, and with the exception of a few eyeshadows and stuff that I stumble upon when I'm over there, most of the makeup that I get actually from overseas is Korean brands.
Yeah, so you run an Instagram account.
Yeah.
That is sort of all about your beauty, lifestyle, fashion.
Yeah.
It's called Vogue Leader.
Yeah.
Which is super cute.
Thanks.
And you just, I'm looking here, there's this cute products. Like, what are these? Korean makeup. It's called 3CE.
I'm obsessed.
It's so cute.
It's super cute. It's a, yeah, it's a brand that they have over in Korea. You can buy it here through their website.
Mm-hmm.
You are obviously going to pay a large shipping, international shipping cost, but I like it because it has a wide variety of colors, which I think lends itself to Westerners being able to use it a little. I mean, you can use whatever you want, but there's a tendency for a lot of Japanese and Korean cosmetics to lean, especially the drugstore brands, to lean into the pinks really heavily. And so and also because they're more into a sheer look, sometimes, you know, for Westerners, and we like to really...
We like a pigment, honey.
We like a pigment.
Yes.
Sometimes that doesn't translate well for people that are trying to use it here, it's not what they expect.
Right.
But I feel like 3CE kind of rides the line in both. Like, they end up having a lot of really beautiful pinks and corals and kind of the traditional colors you find over there, but also in unique ways. There's always these little twists to it where it's like a soft baby powder pastel, or it's an amazing shimmer, but it's really sheer at the same time, but it still pops in the right light. So they're just a good goddamn brand.
If I'm being
like
honest, I'm getting like a Glossier vibe. Is
yeah,
that fair?
Yeah, so I've tried Glossier. Glossier is super, super, super natural. They definitely are more of a natural look, but their colors will show up.
Yes.
And they will not be eaten off your face in 2 minutes.
That's really good to hear.
Because the Glossier eye stuff, I think personally, is overhyped. I like it. I like what it's trying to do, and I like the theory behind it, but I think it's actually excluding people, because it's that no makeup makeup model look. And I, as a person that has had acne for most of their life, and, you know, have bald spots in their eyebrows, and you know,
we've lived a life.
To wear extensions, and is 42 years old. That, you know, I don't need my makeup to be that sheer and or slip off my face in an hour.
Right.
Why did I spend the 15 minutes putting it on if it's not even going to last 5?
Yes. So. They definitely have a customer.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely have a customer.
Like, their boy brow stuff's great. You know.
Because I like more color.
I like color
a little
too.
More coverage as well.
I'm mid-range. I like color, but I don't, and I'm putting on makeup for a reason.
Right.
I enjoy that part of it, but I also don't need to be overwhelmed by it. I don't need to necessarily glow for the gods.
Yes.
All the time. Ever, because I have shiny skin.
Yeah, so you have built-in glow.
I got built-in highlighter.
I mean,
don't need the additional highlighter.
I'm so impressed by that. Why not, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
The only problem with the K-beauty stuff and even the J-beauty stuff is that they don't have as many stringent rules in regards to animal testing and stuff like that.
Yes.
They're changing, like more information's coming out over time that they're adopting that. And I like that aspect of it, but it's not quite where the U.S. is yet.
Yes.
And even the U.S. in and of itself is not really at a great spot anyway. I mean, the fact that we haven't had new FDA makeup laws proposed since the 30s.
Isn't that wild?
Crazy.
I'm telling you. And I was just, we were just talking on Attribute about, like, you know, how the FDA and the beauty industry in general kind of self-polices. Nobody's really looking out, you know, so you just got to be careful.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it makes sense. You don't want to create something that's going to hurt your customer because word will eventually get out and then nobody's going to buy your stuff and you're going to go under. So, yeah, part of it I get. But also I do think that... But that there should be more more testing in a good way on the products that we use.
Let's update. Why don't we just update, you know? Like you were saying, the FDA hasn't changed their law. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Let's pick it. Let's do something.
Maybe don't add talc to anything since asbestos can be found right next to it.
Right. I feel like I keep seeing talc-free. At least people are starting to get wise to that. It's really wild. So you love a good, like... I mean, I don't want to say the word nerdy.
No, but it is. Yeah.
Because it's fun. I'm looking on your Vogue Leader account, and you Instagrammed that they did a Polly Pocket makeup line. They did a Polly Pocket palette, a Polly palette, if you will.
There's a Tetris palette coming out from Ipsy in a couple of months.
I mean, how fun is that?
Yeah, there's tons of great stuff. Pokemon stuff.
Yeah, every time I go into Hot Topic, they have palettes for any movie. Like, there was like a Beetlejuice palette, and I was just like, this is exciting. Did you actually purchase this Polly Pocket? Because it's adorable.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I put that because I figured others would be interested in it. It's not something that I personally would go for.
Right.
The whole kind of concept for Vogue Leader is kind of two-prong. A, being in a male-dominated business when I started and am currently still in regards to gaming and pop culture, I personally realized I was kind of killing the more female fun, feminine aspect of myself in order to be taken seriously. And nobody forced that on me. That was a choice that I did. But in hindsight, I'm like, oh, I really kind of killed that person for a while.
Well, I feel like a lot of women can relate to that, I'm sure, in their fields.
Yeah. And so I finally got to a part of my life where I just stopped caring about that kind of stuff. And I was like, no, this is something that I like. Why am I trying to hide it? I'm going to embrace it and I'm going to flaunt it and also keep track of the things that I want to buy on Instagram. And so that's what basically how Vogue Leader started.
I love that.
And then the second part is because I'm 42 and I'm still interested in the things that I was interested in to a certain extent in my 20s, but now I have an income that can support my habit. I want to buy fun, for me, geeky / nerdy / gaming, whatever you want to call it, things, but of quality instead of just quantity.
Yes.
So while Hot Topic is great because it offers a lot of access to that kind of stuff, I personally, at 42 years old, don't want to necessarily have a
Stroll into the Hot Topic.
Well, I mean, I'm happy to go in there, but it's not... I want to buy something that lasts.
Yes.
And I want to buy something that's unique and fun for me. So I didn't work this hard for so many years not to just throw it away on junk. I want to be able to use that to buy essentially what I consider statement pieces.
Yeah.
And whether that is a statement piece and a certain, like, makeup's a little bit more flow in regards to cost. Like, there's a little bit of something for everybody. But in particular, and this is especially, I think, important in regards to the clothing that I also post on there occasionally, there has never been a lot offered to women in the geeky nerd, you know, fanboy, fangirl space. It's pretty much free t-shirts and usually it's unisex and or you have to get a guy's small.
Right.
And Her Universe and a couple other places have changed that a little bit. But now I feel like they have kind of hit a wall as far as they're willing to push it. And so there's only kind of these one-off collabs to really find quality clothing that will last a long time, that is designed well, that I feel is worth spending my money on, rather than just buying a t-shirt or some leggings or an A-cut dress that doesn't actually look flattering on anybody, and then toss it in the giveaway pile right. in like a year
after
or
a
two.
Month,
yeah,
right?
You know, yeah. or it falls apart on you.
I love that.
Yeah, so kind of just trying to curate some
yes
stuff for
informed buying choices.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. That's what we're all about on Attribute too. Just sort of like, why are we buying what we're buying, and could we maybe spend our money elsewhere that aligns with our values?
Yeah.
more and.
Yeah, and I feel like as women get older, there's more, like, my generation of geeky girl, gamer, whatever, now that are women, and also moms, and also all this other thing, like, their style and tastes have changed. I mean, their interests might still be involved in this world, but, you know, they too are kind of growing up.
Yeah.
And so they want to have one foot in the mix, but also in a grown-up way.
Yes.
And I think that that's something that... a lot of these companies need to address more.
For sure. Just looking at you right now, I see these two necklaces.
Oh, yeah.
And they sort of seem like a prime example of what you're discussing.
Yeah.
Do you mind telling me a little bit about the necklaces you're wearing?
No, not at all. So these are, I found her on Instagram. I think the actual Instagram name is BCP Jewelry. Barbara Pellegrino. I think if you search for her, mm-hmm. she'll pop up too. She makes all her stuff herself. I don't know how I ended up stumbling. Maybe she just popped up in my
right.
feed. But it's really like gigantic. I mean, the ones I'm wearing right now are not. But the thing that caught my eye were these big kind of, what do you call it? Armor plated necklaces with these gigantic, like chunky crystals mm-hmm. that she'd have with a chunky sweater or a sweatshirt. So it'd be these super glamorous, crazy looking like neck cuffs. With these huge crystals on them and these just like goofy sweatshirts and like cool sweaters.
I love that.
And it looked so cool.
Yeah.
They made just such great photos. And I was like, oh, I'm so obsessed with this. And then she also does more delicate stuff mm-hmm. like what I'm wearing, which are just these little I guess we'd call them like little arrow shaped
mm-hmm.
stones.
Mm-hmm.
And,
but that chain is beautiful.
The chain's gorgeous too. Yeah. I don't know what type of stone the chain is. You can find, I bought a hematite one that's similar
mm-hmm.
and just as sparkly, but more of a gray, but I don't know what the gold one is. But yeah, it's just, she's great. She does awesome, awesome work. And I like it because it's so unique. I've mm-hmm. never seen anything.
Me neither. That's
yeah,
so beautiful.
I've never seen anything like her work before. I highly recommend checking out her kind of like chainmail
mm-hmm.
Crystal necklaces. And then I'm also really into kind of... The Bizarre States paranormal
mm-hmm.
stuff. And so that kind of falls into the witchy vibe because
mm-hmm.
of the crystals and all
mm-hmm.
the goth stuff. Because I'm like a reformed, not really, goth kid slash just goth adult.
Mm-hmm.
And
I love goth adult.
Yeah, I'm definitely goth adult. I mean, I'm actually incredibly surprised I'm wearing a gray shirt and not all black today because that's pretty rare.
I know that you did full-blown Melisandre cosplay.
Oh,
because
yeah.
when I first saw a photo of you, that's who I saw.
Oh, really?
People tell me I look like her.
Uh-huh.
But, like, you really kind of look like her, right?
Yeah, I guess
yeah.
so.
I mean,
I can see aspects of, like, the cheeks. You know,
yeah.
I mean, the high cheekbones is always, I think, what people see.
But when you put on the outfit, was that sort of just to, like, troll everybody who says you look like her?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Because you look like her majorly in that outfit.
I'm actually
We're talking about Game of Thrones, by
yeah.
the way, for people who didn't watch.
I'm not a big cosplayer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't sew. And mm-hmm. I don't have the patience for sewing. So, but everybody kept on mentioning it because
yeah.
we had this Game of Thrones after show that we did for Nerdist. And people would say it in the comments. And so as a joke,
right.
we thought I'd show up in cosplay at Comic-Con that year. And we ordered just some random
yeah.
costume off of Amazon.
Oh, wow.
And it showed up just as beautiful
yeah.
as it was in the picture, which was extremely surprising.
Yes, for sure.
And so we've kept it. And then when the show came back, because they were finishing up the season this year, and I'd pop it on every once in a while. But it's actually a really good outfit.
Yeah, why not? You never know. That might come in handy for something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I want to know if you're willing to share with us, Jessica, your go-to day-to-day makeup look, because you got that cat eye on point.
I am really good with
the
cat eye.
The eyeliner, I struggle so hard to get an eyeliner that is precise, sharp, effective, doesn't smear off. Yours is so perfect. So would you mind sharing with us what you use, any other secrets, but also, like, what's going on? The brows are looking good. I love the eye makeup. Like, what are you going to these days?
Well, I kind of default into...
Is this your day-to-day look?
This is my day-to-day. This kind of neutral, and then I'll pick one thing, either the eyes because of the sparkle. I mean, I'm kind of double downing on stuff today, but I'll pick one thing. Usually it's the eyes to focus on. And then it's pretty much all relatively neutral.
Yeah.
I've tried color, like crazy color, extreme eyeshadows, and it always ends up looking stupid on me. I mean, it looks good for a hot second, and then like by 3 o'clock, I look at myself in a mirror and go, what the fuck was I thinking? Are we allowed to swear on there?
Of course.
Okay, good. Yeah, what the hell was I thinking? I don't know why I can't figure that out. I've tried so hard, but yeah.
Maybe it's just that you're so used to seeing your like neutral look that you just can't get past it. Because I guarantee you could rock it if you wanted to.
I mean, there's been a few greens look really good and certain purples, but I have noticed, and this is going to make me sound crazy, that my skin has a tendency to eat color.
Yeah.
And so what looks good when I first put it on, within, I might not touch my face the whole day or... Just sit still for 4 hours. Within 4 hours, where the hell did the color go?
No, like, now it could 100% be eating it.
Yeah,
100%.
It's,
yeah.
My skin eats color like crazy.
Yeah.
So I go with the neutrals because at least then they kind of fade into at least some sort of generic naturalness so that when I do need to touch it up, it's not a lot of work.
Right.
And it looks good enough by the end of the day that I can get away with it. Whereas I think darker or more obvious colors, you start to notice that it is kind of going away and fading weirdly. Like purples have a tendency to turn gray and ashy and this, that, and the other thing. So I think that's part of it too. But kind of a neutral, generic look. I'm really into Charlotte Tilbury's whole jam, except her foundations are shit.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I think they're crap. Maybe that's me because I have oily skin.
Yeah.
But
what about her concealer, though? I hear it's great.
The Magic concealer is outstanding.
Okay. I have to just buy it. What am I fucking around for?
Legit, I am shocked. I don't think I've touched a Tarte Shape Tape concealer.
Yeah.
Since I bought that,
because
it's just so damn good. But that's the thing. Like, all her stuff's great except for these foundations.
Yeah.
I don't know what the... And I've tried all the different ones she has. I think she has three different types. Not a single one works for me. So that's unfortunate. But I like all of her colors because I don't know how she plans it, but all of her colors look good on everybody.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's because
she... I think they're classic, you know?
Yeah. She kind of keeps it all... in the same wheelhouse, I guess. I mean, she still serves different looks, but they work with each other very well. So I like her kind of stuff, so I lean more towards that. Obviously, I'm obsessed with the 3CE stuff, and I like them because if you go to their website and you look at the models that they're showcasing, granted, the models are, like, super well done, and they've probably been airbrushed a little bit and all of it, but for the most part, you can replicate any look that they're selling on the site.
Oh,
so
that's fun.
I've found that it's pretty on point to go to them, and if you go down to one of the bottom of the pictures and you pick up all the stuff that they recommend for that look, you can pretty much exactly copy that look, which I think is very smart.
Yes.
And nice that
it's
you're
really
being
nice.
Sold what you're actually looking at and buying.
Because it's really, when I see a photo of somebody that just, like a new palette, like let's say the Alyssa Edwards palette for Anastasia just came out. That is a very colorful palette. There's lots to do on there. And all I'm seeing is all the bloggers doing looks with it. And I'm like, I don't know how to fucking do that.
I can't do any of the looks.
I don't know how.
Like that. Yeah.
I don't know how. you know, I'm sure I could try, but it wouldn't look. So to hear that you go on the website, you see how they're wearing the product and that you can recreate it.
Yeah.
Is actually nice. Yeah. Because I feel this business can be very intimidating.
Yeah.
The beauty business.
I mean, the colors that they're selling too also lend themselves to being able to be very forgiving. Mm-hmm. So, but that's also helpful.
Yeah.
You know, if you're new to makeup and right. or just, you know, trying to try something new.
Right.
It's not as scary. And that's also why I like the Charlotte Tilbury stuff is I think she does step by steps that are very precise and easy to follow on her own mm-hmm. YouTube page. And she has speaking of cat eye eyeliner tricks, she has one of the best tricks ever that I've run across.
Yeah.
Like I'm just naturally good at it because I was an art school student and I paid thousands of dollars to learn how to paint. And thus I use that to make cat eyeliner.
That's good to know. I'm glad you're being honest with us.
Oh, yeah.
Because you totally could have come in here and fed me some garbage.
Oh, no. That was a full-on unintentional investment on my part. Thousands and thousands of dollars of school debt to do the perfect cat eyeliner.
But wasn't it worth it?
It was, actually. But she does this thing where she has you look at yourself directly in a mirror and place a small dot where you want to have the end of the tip be. And it sounds so simple.
Yeah, like why haven't I thought of that?
But it works.
Yeah,
and it just works. I mean, practice makes perfect no matter what.
Yes.
And of course, what you're using also affects how well it goes on and easy for you.
Of course,
but I think that trick's a nice, solid, really simplistic, straightforward trick for anybody to follow. So that's another thing why I like her. But something like Pat McGrath, I like all Pat McGrath's products, but I keep getting sucked into those Instagram posts of that woman doing this perfect eyeshadow. I'm like, that doesn't look like me. That doesn't look like anything I do with the Pat McGrath stuff. Like, I'm glad I bought I'm glad I bought the stuff I did from her. I'm very happy with it. But it never ends up looking like those.
Right.
Those vids.
Yeah. There is a lot of technique involved.
Yeah. Well, and I also think she's using a filter and possibly a mix with the eyeshadows.
Oh.
Possibly.
You can't believe anything anymore.
No, and that's fine. I mean, they're really pretty videos.
Yes. So what are you using for that cat eye? You've revealed to us that your technique is thousands of dollars of art school, so good luck, everybody. However, there's a Charlotte Tilbury tutorial, and her accent is so pleasant.
She's I really like her.
But what are you using?
So
here we go.
The Kat Von D one that everybody was using. Mm-hmm. And then I stopped, which was frustrating because I really liked the brush tip that she had.
The Trooper liner.
Is that what it is?
Tattoo ink.
The tattoo ink.
Trooper is the color, the black. Yeah.
And I really like that kind of bristle brush.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find that. Like, Kat wasn't the first one to do that.
Right.
You can actually find that in Japanese products. Mm-hmm. There's a it's literally called One Day Tattoo. It's an eyeliner that you can grab at anywhere that sells Japanese makeup. I think there's a couple places here in LA, the Make a Sobe down on Sawtelle, and then there's another one in Little Tokyo. And then, actually, on 6th Street, there's also a thing called Shibuya LA, which sells the brand that I use, which is, and I think it's the best dupe to the Kat Von D, both in pigment and also the brush.
Oh, I'm going after this.
You're going to kill me. I can't remember what it's called. I just know that I know where it is in the store.
Yeah,
I can give you directions.
Yeah.
And I know, it's a very popular brand. I see them all over the place in those kind of boutiques.
When you get home, email it to me?
Absolutely.
It will be on Nashby.com.
Yes.
And I want to go to Little Shibuya.
Little Shibuya is really cute. Shibuya LA.
Right, Shibuya LA.
Because
I've been to real Shibuya.
Yeah.
In Tokyo.
Now, there's a place to go makeup shopping.
Oh, dang. I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I bought this. It might be that. I bought a liner, and then they had them in all colors. So there was like a pink liner.
It probably is the same thing.
And I bought one.
Yep.
And then I was like, I kind of look like I have pink eye, but make it fashion. And I was like, I'm here for this.
Yeah.
And it stayed.
It stays. It doesn't move. The brush has a super fine tip, so you really can get that flick and that like really good point.
Is it purple?
This one's black, the one I have, but I did buy, they did come out with purple. I mean, they have the whole range.
Right.
They have a brown, they have like a kind of a gray.
It might be the one I have.
They have a maroon shade that, and then a kind of a purple, but the maroon and purple I feel is pretty similar, so it might just be the same thing.
Yeah.
And then a standard black.
Yeah.
And it just works so well.
And
it
that's what you're wearing
so
right now.
And that's what I'm wearing right now. Yeah. And then but this also is, it's so dark that if I want a softer black, I usually go to like an Anastasia kind of pomade. I'm Tarte makes a very good eyeliner pomade that I use for like a softer look. Because this, even to me, is sometimes a little harsh. And I'll go over it with a powder just to soften the edges a little bit.
Look at you with the techniques.
Yeah, yeah.
Got those artist techniques.
Yeah, yeah, I do.
So did you just kind of discover that you were good at makeup one day? Or was this a work in progress?
Work in progress.
Yeah. Is it from like being on set and having your makeup done all the time and then kind of...
Yeah, I think, work in progress. I've always loved makeup. Always. I mean, I had the Tinkerbell in the 1980s. I don't know if you remember this one that was, it wasn't the Crayola makeup, but it looked like a crayon. I think it was legit just called crayon.
Yep.
And I was obsessed with those. So I've always liked it. And it's just practice makes perfect over time. And I, you know, back when I was growing up, they didn't have Instagram or any of these YouTube beauty influencers. So I got all of my makeup tips from my mom's old, like, Good Housekeeping magazines, you know, or I'd read old 60s 17 magazines that were donated to the library. Stupid stuff like that. And
yes, magazines were our Instagram.
I mean, they were.
Yeah,
yes.
I was a big YM reader.
And the thing is that even though most of those magazines are all ads, I would look at the women in the ads to see what they were doing with their eyeliner. And that's where I first ran into a cat eye. Was at a Vogue magazine somewhere that was doing some sort of crazy retrospective on eyeliner. And I was like, oh, what's this? You know, and I would look, certain things would pop out and I'd start catching on kind of in the ether of what trends were happening. And then makeup kind of became like a necessity for when I had my really bad skin. And so I was super self-conscious about it. And so I learned, I would develop little techniques for myself on how to cover it up. Then I turned into a goth kid in high school. So that was a whole other ball of wax with black lipsticks and all that stuff. And like, how can I make myself as pale as possible? And I did. I achieved
it.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then, it just as my tastes change and as cosmetics change too, because I remember even with my oily skin, the foundations for oily skin or problematic skin were so either medicinal or thick and would just make it worse or this, that, and the other thing. Like, there just wasn't a lot going on. And I even remember all the way up until probably 2006 when Bare Essentials first kind of started to hit the market in a big way. I would buy all of these expensive foundations that were recommended to me, and they were just gooped and gross, and like nobody could really figure out how to make it work from the kind of skin that I had. And then Bare Essentials came, and that was a little bit helpful because it was a powder base, would kind of soak up the oil, so I didn't have to pile on all of this foundation and try and keep it as natural or as nice as possible throughout the day. And I've noticed just within the last 10 years how much makeup in general has improved.
Yes, it's intense.
Yeah, just
even
quality.
Even the drugstore.
Oh,
like,
my
Wet
God.
Wet n' Wild
yes.
is good.
Wet n' Wild's great.
Yeah, and I remember when I was growing up, like, Wet n' Wild was like a dollar, and you'd buy it, and it would literally just, like, no pigment. I was like, why did I waste my dollar on this?
One of my favorite brow powders is a $2 Wet n' Wild brow powder. I mean, and it's ridiculously good.
Yeah.
Like, just stupid good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's so good for $2.
So good. Comes with a little wax and then a dark color and a slightly lighter shade. It's like $2. And if you get the Essence eyeliner brush and use that, oh my God, you can get so detailed with like little hairs that you're trying to draw.
Ooh, I want that.
It's really nice.
So what's the Essence brush? What's
that? The Essence brand, sometimes they did just have like a line of cheap brushes. Mm-hmm. I mean, the brushes themselves cost a buck. And I buy their angled brush.
Yeah.
And the reason I like it is because I tried a Joa brush to mimic it, because the Essence one I used too much. It mm-hmm. actually like fell apart. But the Joa one is a little too thick. Like they put either the way they packed it into the actual handle or the brush bristles themselves. I don't know what the deal is, but it's starting to separate.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the Essence one, it was just like the perfect row of bristles on an angle, and it has always remained straight. Like, I actually burnt, like, it fell apart because I used it so much, but it was perfect all the way up until the very end.
I want it. Where you get them at drugstores?
I only have ever found it one time.
Oh, good.
At
here we go.
Ulta.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, Ulta, I think I've every time, Ulta is always such a crapshoot. The one that I go to, it's like sometimes they're really good, really well stocked, clean, and then sometimes I'll go back and it's like a bomb
yeah.
went off.
You never like, know who went through there.
The hell happened yeah. at this place,
right?
And some, I feel like once every 3 months they restock the
right.
Essence stuff, because I think what Essence might be a UK brand. I'm
I
not sure.
I don't know, but I'm buying this
but
damn brush.
But whatever the deal is, they need to start packing that brush
yes.
more often, because that brush is phenomenal.
Well, now everyone's going to go for it, so they better.
It's really good. Oh, yeah.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Oh, yeah.
What's the sparkle on your eye right now?
So this is the 3CE stuff.
Oh, nice.
So 3CE came out with a, they have all these different themes.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you go to their website and click on mood recipe.
Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It lists three different palettes that they had come out with that year. There's, or maybe they might have four now, actually. But the one that this one is called Overtake.
Cute.
It's their most popular one. I think it won the Allure Beauty Awards for Korea.
Ooh.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Don't quote me totally on that. But I really like it because, like I was telling you earlier, it's shimmery without being like, you've got glitter on your
right,
face,
right.
you know? But it's, I've never worn an
a
eyeshadow.
Sophisticated shimmer.
Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never worn a shadow. I've gotten more compliments on this shadow than anything I've ever worn ever, no matter who the other brand was. It could be the Pat McGrath. It could
right.
be the Charlotte Tilbury.
I was assuming it was going to be the Stila. You know those
yeah.
Stila glitters? I was assuming you were going to say
yeah.
that.
No, this is just...
But I like it
and
better,
it's a powder.
Actually.
I like it better, too, because the Stilas are a little thick.
Yes. And they crease.
And
let's
they
be
crease.
Honest, they crease.
I do use the NYX glitter base, eye
mm-hmm.
base,
mm-hmm.
To pack it on a little bit nicer and
yep.
keep it going. I have tried it without, and it still looks nice, but
yeah.
it's a lot more subtle. So if you really want it to pop, put that base down.
Eyeshadow base is really important.
Yeah.
It really, truly, it changes the game.
Especially the glitter one,
mm-hmm.
because it's really helped not with the fallout
yeah.
of all the sparkles and
right.
stuff. But it's such a nice, they have great browns.
Well,
it's
I'm
really
getting
pretty.
That. I'm going to have to get that. So that's good. Thanks for that.
Just heads up, a
yeah.
lot of people sell it on Amazon
mm-hmm.
and it is fake.
Yes.
On Amazon.
I'm glad you say that.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty much done buying products on Amazon at all. I just don't trust.
Oh, I buy a shit ton
yeah.
on Amazon.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely pulling back. I mean, I'm talking home goods, though.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm pulling back on any personal.
That's what I'm saying.
Items, yeah.
Yeah, I just, you know, my last guest was talking about the COSRX sunscreen and how you can get it on Amazon. I'm like, but is that really it? I
yeah.
don't know. Is somebody making it in their bathtub? I don't know. And I don't trust it.
And it feels weird. Like, Amazon seemed to suddenly have this uptick on
right.
fake cosmetics.
Yes.
And I don't know if that's because cosmetics as a whole really took off and found its niche audience, which is everybody, but you
right.
know what I mean? Or... Is it? Yeah, I don't know why.
I think it's both. I think so many folks are just buying literally everything on Amazon now. They're not
yeah.
even trying to find another place. They're not making, and I'm talking able people. I'm not, you know,
mm-hmm.
do what you need to do out there. But just, so companies are like, well, let's put everything on Amazon and, you know, whatever you can Google search, we'll make it available.
Yeah.
And it might not be real. Be careful.
But yeah.
yeah. Interesting. Okay, I have a question for you because you are a mom.
Yes.
So do you have any beauty hacks or products that you can share that you love for your kids, your child, for babies, or for yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Because I, you know, I have moms in here, but not a ton. And so I know it's hard to find products that are good for the fam.
Yeah.
So if you have any favorite products that you use for your son or just in general things that are quick and easy for moms on the go.
Mm-hmm.
This question is open for interpretation.
Yeah. All right. Well, I also, so I'm kind of torn. Mm-hmm. I don't want to, how do I put this? So first, let me say, yes, I absolutely do.
Yes.
And the one thing that I use for the whole family, but in particular feel very good about using on my kid,
yeah,
is Bioderma's body lotion.
Ooh, okay.
My son's got very dry skin, like cracking problematic dry skin.
He's a California boy,
He's a California boy.
Yeah.
And I have always just had the habit of putting lotion on every time I get out of the shower. And even though I hate doing it, I do it anyway. So I'm always trying to find like quick, kind of really emollient lotions that absorb quickly so I can just get it done.
Slap them on, yeah.
And with him, because he doesn't want to sit there and have lotion put on, I have to make sure that it gets on him real fast too. It's fragrance free. It's really gentle. It's it works great. I've tried it for myself. I use it on him. And it's almost like almost overnight improvement.
Nice.
I mean, he gets really dry around the cheeks, and I've put it on him once, and he's still dry in the morning, but it's not anywhere near what it was like when he went to bed. Mm-hmm. So that the Bioderma, pretty much the Bioderma anything, but in particular the body lotion that I also use as a face lotion for him. Mm-hmm. Just don't get it near the eyes or the mouth. Works really, really, really well.
Love
I
that.
I really like that stuff.
Love that.
There's this thing called, like, so here's where I'm kind of torn. There's definitely tips and tricks and get quick, ready quick situations, but I feel like you got to have the right expectations. This whole 5 minute out the door stuff, I call mega bullshit on.
Yes, yes.
Like, yes, you can, but expect for everything to be really dash. Like, makeup looks good because you need to take the time to apply it.
Yes.
And if you don't have that time, that's nobody's fault.
Right.
It's just you don't have that time.
Right.
So just do your bare basics. I think, you know, for that, it's like, okay, toss on some concealer where you need it. Throw on an eye, some
mascara
and an eyebrow or whatever it is is more important to you, lips or whatever, and then call it a thing.
Right.
That being said, there is this company I found from a different YouTuber I watch called Tried and Tested, which I'm obsessed with. The girl, I think her name's Shuan. And she suggested this thing called Lashify. I think it's Lashify.
I've heard of that.
And
is that the, like, you put the eyelashes on yourself? Like, sort of like lash extensions on yourself or something? Okay.
So I don't think that they act as actual extensions per se.
Yeah.
They're partials. Just your standard eyelashes. But you can, the glue that you buy from the woman that creates this, you put underneath your lashes. And so that the actual partial sticks to underneath the lash rather than on the top.
Interesting.
And it still gives you an eyeliner effect, but even more natural, as if you've almost tight lined your eye. So
I would imagine that would give kind of an opening effect as well. Like, that makes perfect sense to me to do that.
It absolutely does.
Yeah.
And I find that they last really well. They don't last overnight, which I think she claims they do. If they do, and I haven't tried this, you probably need to get the waterproof glue. I think she actually makes an overnight glue. I just use the regular stuff that comes with the basic kit, and that's more than enough for me. I don't want the eyelashes on all day because, A, I think that leads to infections.
Yes.
And also because no matter how lightweight this shit is, and it is, it's really comfortable. It's the most comfortable lash I've ever worn in my entire life, and I hate wearing lashes. By the end of the day, you're still kind of feeling it.
Right.
So I want that off.
I don't fuck with my eyeballs.
Yeah.
I wash them out. I take my contacts out. I don't fuck with my eyeballs.
Yeah, and I've never tried. I don't have contacts, so I don't know how it works with contacts either, because I've also gotten glue in my eye, and that sucked.
Oh, yeah.
So if you had contacts on top of that, I don't know how well that would work.
I'm sure
for
it'll
you.
Be fine. I'm just saying, if it says to wash them off, I'm washing them off.
Yeah.
I don't sleep with lashes on. I have friends that have been like, I put my eyelashes on and I for Friday and I wear them all weekend and I didn't.
Oh,
like,
God, no.
Honey, don't fuck with your eyeballs.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
You're
don't fuck.
Get styes.
That's what I'm saying. Don't fuck with your eyeballs.
Yeah. No, don't do that.
Yeah.
I actually popped a sty the other day. It was in there for a long time. It was great. It was like I had this little bump on my waterline at the bottom for years. Years.
Wow.
Years, 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 years.
Wow.
Like, and it didn't hurt or anything.
Yeah.
It wasn't crazy. Like, if you looked at me, you couldn't even see it.
Right.
I just knew it was there because I know my body.
Yes.
And I was like, what the fuck is that?
Yes.
And then the other day, I was just like, maybe it's just an ingrown hair. And I kind of pushed on it, and this, like, tiny, hard little piece of, like, grossness,
yeah.
I guess, came out. And then it was fine and it was gone. And I've been, that thing has sat there for like at least 5 years.
I mean, you could have done that 5 years ago.
Well, I don't know if it was ready yet.
Oh, right.
You know,
it had to
like
cook.
It had to cook.
Yeah.
It had to rise to the occasion.
I mean, Dr. Pimple Popper, who is she?
Oh,
look at
her.
You.
Oh, no, I watched that too.
Yeah, it's a lot.
So, yeah, I mean, her, the Lashify stuff's great because if you don't want to mess with getting your eyelashes dyed or curled or any of that junk or having to put, like, once you get the swing of it, you can pop them on real fast.
Yes.
And you're good to go.
I'm very curious about that.
They're neat. They really are. I actually really, because I had to wear lashes all the time for work, and I hated it.
Yeah, they're really
mean,
annoying.
That was the ongoing argument with the makeup girls at that were getting me ready, was like, we need to put lashes on you. I'm like, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
I don't want to do lashes.
Yeah.
So
they,
we need to do it.
They give a. They really do open up your eye, and especially in 2019. I mean, I feel like firefighters have on lash strips on TV now. Like everybody has a damn strip on. It, it's just the kind of standard look. And so any alternative to that, I'm excited.
They're
about.
Really nice.
Yeah.
I think they're made of silk, and they're very flexible. They don't feel. I mean, if you get one. You'll be able to tell if you have one in the wrong spot, but for the most part, once you get it down, it's like there's nothing on your face.
Yeah.
Quite honestly, like everybody says, oh no, eyelashes,
so
you'll get used to it.
Right.
I'm like, bullshit. These are actually the closest thing to truly nothing on your face that I've ever experienced.
Jessica, it's time to wrap up here.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you tell us anything you have coming up in June, July you want to tell us about? Tell us your Instagram. Tell us about your podcast. Tell us whatever.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, everything, honestly, in my life is way up in the air right now.
I love
and
that.
It's a disaster.
Love
I mean,
that.
A great disaster, but a disaster. So the stuff that is good, though, is... Vogue Leader is starting its podcast. We actually just shot. Thanks. We're doing it here.
Yeah.
In the studio. We're
oh, nice.
Shooting. We just shot the pilot that I actually need to listen through and figure out what I like and don't like about the sound of my own voice. And but it's good to see it going because I really do believe that there's a space for that kind of a fashion slash makeup inspired thing for anybody. And in the geeky fangirl, fanboy space, and that's been ignored. And so that's kind of what it's going to focus on.
Love that.
And it'll be fun. And
can I come on and review the Polly Pocket palette?
Yeah.
I'll buy it. I'll buy it right now.
I'll send it to you.
Okay, love that.
I mean, I'll buy it, and then I'll send it to you. And you can keep it, too, because I don't want it.
The brushes are a Polly Pocket. Like, she's a little woman on it. And I was like, I need a Polly Pocket brush in my life.
Yeah.
Even if the palette is garbage, I need that brush, so.
Yeah, I looking at the palette, the colors are fine.
Right.
It's just that I feel like it might be a little too kids makeup and not actually give you any color.
Right. We'll have to investigate.
But I do like the idea of a Polly Pocket palette because I love miniatures.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway. So yeah, Vogue Leader. But yes, you will. And Vogue Leader. So that's kind of around the corner. E3 is right around the corner for me. I'm wrapping up on a Dell podcast right now that's actually airing. It's called Hype versus Reality. So AI Hype versus Reality. You can find it over at Dell.com, Dell Technologies. And basically it goes through a bunch of different concepts of self-driving cars, how much of the hype is actually... hype versus what it can actually do.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I played poker against an AI machine to see how do AI actually have intuition, or is intuition just your body's way of collecting data from past experiences and giving you a rough estimate feeling of what you should be doing?
Whoa.
It's
now I'm
real,
excited.
It's real interesting,
yeah,
actually.
It is really interesting.
So that's airing right now.
I just test drove a Tesla and it was crazy.
Well, first of all, their marketing is ridiculous. They're not self-driving cars. They're assistant cars.
Right.
And in that regard, I love them.
Yeah.
I think if you're using it the right way, it is so helpful, especially in traffic, like here in LA.
Yes.
Oh my God, it's so nice.
Yeah.
And it's just an added stress off of your shoulders.
Yes.
Like, okay, this thing's helping me.
It was really insane having the pedal squish itself. I was like, excuse me, I tell you when to stop, but no, I was like, okay, I guess you think I should stop. I do follow too close. If I'm being honest, I have a little bit of a following too close issue.
Oh, really?
And the Tesla clearly could recognize that. Okay. So yes, it called me out.
Oh man.
But anyway,
it's
that's really
you in
interesting.
Check.
Yes, I love that.
But I think about like that's great. Like once my kid becomes a teenager, I'm going to feel so much better thinking that there's an extra step of safety for him.
Yes.
Now, the flip side to that is you have to use it the right way, which means he has to be paying attention. And as a teenager, I doubt he will be. So what's the problem? Like, how are we going to make this work?
Right.
Hopefully it'll be advanced a little bit further along and that problem will solve itself. But yeah. Yeah. Okay. Tech.
Yes.
Okay. So
yes.
Tech stuff. I have a tech podcast, Dell Technologies. It's going on right now and we're just shooting the final episode. Tomorrow.
Ooh,
actually.
Fun.
Yeah. And you can actually see the show too, because it was in conjunction with the show. So if you want to watch me actually try to do a self-driving car, which is pretty funny, you can do that as well. And then Nerdist.com, Nerdist News is every day. That's still happening. And Bizarre States is actually currently on hold due to a variety of reasons. So I've been telling all of the bizarros out there that listen that at best, it will be kickstarted very, very soon again at a different location. At mediocre, there might be something coming your way in October.
Love a fall.
Yeah, which also October, Halloween, Bizarre States, perfect way to come back into the fray. Or at the worst, we just restart something different, call it a different name, but it's still the same content. So we'll see how that ends up. But that's a thing we're doing right now. And then, I got a lot of irons in the fire that need a lot of answers that nobody's giving me.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I relate.
Yeah.
And then your Instagram, we have Vogue Leader.
Vogue Leader.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to look at the Bizarre States stuff, because I still post to the socials, it's at Bizarre_States, I think, or Bizarre States. Just search Bizarre States you'll see it.
Love it.
And then mine is just at Jessica Chobot. And then Twitter, all three are the same. Vogue Leader, Bizarre States, Jessica Chobot.
I love a thorough, you know, blanket Instagram handle. A handle.
Yeah.
I'm a nightmare. Everything's different.
I've managed to
My name's
to
Jackie
link...
Johnson. It was hard. Everything was taken. I did my best, you know?
Yeah. I kind of screwed up my own with the Bizarre State stuff because I don't know how I messed it up, but I somehow screwed it up and put a lower...
Oh, right. Yeah.
Line.
Underscore.
Yeah. Where it shouldn't have been. And then I was stuck with it.
Right.
And by that time, people were already responding.
And
so I was like, well,
I'm stuck with the underscore.
Shit. Yeah. At least we're sticking with
that. We're doing our best out here. Well, thank you so much, Jessica,
Thanks.
For everything. I mean, we covered everything.
Yeah,
we
good.
Got all the way to the bottom of my list.
Good, good, good.
So I love that for us. Everybody tune in to all of Jessica's projects. And don't forget to cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.